Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
What's that? It's Wednesday.
We're all going to talk.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Time I get to talk more. Time for The Talk in AEW.
We should rename the show and make it the Darlene Show.
What?
So, interesting. Mother Nature being very interesting here.
Yeah.
At the fires in Maui.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, hurricane hit Los Angeles.
Yes.
Along with a 5.1 earthquake at the same time.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, what did LA do to tick off Mother Nature?
I have no
what
idea.
What hasn't it not done in the past?
True.
And we complained about all the rain we got in the Berkshires. At least we didn't get a 5.1 earthquake on top of it.
I have an idea. Mother Nature is upset. She wants to see her current shows and is upset because they're taking too long.
Yeah, that'll teach the strike. see what happens there, WGA? After a SAG and the Directors Guild and whoever else is out there, you got a hurricane and a 5.1 earthquake to deal with.
That's right, because Mother Nature is PO'd and she wants her shows back, folks.
It's sad when your friend from LA who lived there all her life sister makes a comment. First, I go through a hurricane. And then I get woken up. Out of a nap from an earthquake. Literally, when I see Godzilla, it's time for me to pack my crab and move.
She probably will.
she should be used to earthquakes there.
She's used to earthquakes.
Anaheim.
Give me a break.
She's used to earthquakes. Hurricanes are no.
That's first hurricane in like 83 years.
Yes.
Their time was up. Buzzard's gone.
And the way that the tropics are looking, most of them are going that way this year.
Well, they have. Well, there's one. It's
so whatever you did,
Franklin,
LA, to tick off Mother Nature, it's time to repent.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Somebody went ahead and made a comment on Twitter. Litter, whatever y'all did over here, can you repent for it, please? Because I don't want to be in the apocalypse right now.
All right, so let's move on.
People were cracking jokes.
Oh, we got to do this. Huh. Edge's contract is up in September.
Yes.
Okay, and?
And there's speculation within AEW, within the WWE, and all over social media, because it's the way Edge said what he said. He said Edge is retiring, but not Adam Copeland.
Well,
Edge is a trademark of World Wrestling Entertainment, and Adam Copeland's his real name.
Yes.
And I've said this, and a lot of people are saying this, that Edge wants to end his career with his best friend, who happens to be Christian Cage, who signed to AEW. And so Even there's speculation within WWE.
Yeah.
There's speculation within AEW.
And the people and close and to Adam, anyway.
Speculation among social media that Adam Copeland will be signing with All Elite Wrestling.
Cool. Is even noted from people even close to Adam when it made a comment. Yeah, it looks like he's saying. Enough with WWE and jumping ship. Right. I'm jumping ship to go with.
Okay. Right.
Let's
Christian.
We got
let's
a lot of stuff it. To cram into a half hour, so let's start with you. We'll get you your thing done, and then we can finish the show with her thing.
Okay. Okay.
So, you're up.
Okay, I'm up. It's a good one and not too bad. It's the good one from Italy.
You got a book?
Oh, it's Prevalia.
She wrote a
Island.
Book this week.
I did not.
It's Prevalia Island. There's a lot of information
to take in. All right, well,
let's get to it
because we only have a half an hour show, so get with it.
Okay, so as you know, Prevalia Island's in Venice Beach. Venice, Italy. I'm doing real good here today.
Venice Beach, huh?
Yeah, with Dad with his California tie-dye. Attitude thing.
California tie-dye point of view.
Yeah.
Lay back California tie-dye point of
Move
view.
Move along.
Okay.
Not, this is not the state you're looking for. Move along.
It's not actually the country you're looking for.
Okay. Move along.
All right, we have a lot to do and a little time to do it, so get with it.
I'm trying and you're like pushing me here. Okay, and they turn around and it's Prevalia Island, so they turn around. How it goes is that is truly very haunted. It's an old place where thousands and thousands of people had been infected by the bubonic plague and were sent there, basically, to die.
Yeah. It was their way of quarantining, wasn't it?
Let her get through it.
Yeah, and others as well. The locals and the tourists are forbidden to visit the island, along with the local fishermen.
Good reason.
For reason. To avoid the area for fear of the curse. And also in Venice, they happen to have a place called
Campo de Moritas, which literally translates to the Plaza of the Dead.
It can be used as a cemetery. As well.
Yes, right,
so,
as being...
So that's part of some of the history, okay, of the area. Prevalia Island has been abandoned since 1964. They started trying to fix it, but unfortunately the dark forces have other means of telling them to stay off there. They have been assaulted, thrown things. People have been very injured. So they basically said, no more. We're not going to allow them to do so. And unfortunately, a lot of it is for many, many different reasons. Later on, they says, in the 1700s, 40 days of death of one of the plagues, they turn around and they says, resulted with 3,000 people died back then. One of the plagues is from 1348. One of them is from 1570. And of the very big one of the 1600s, okay, or 17 or 1570, okay, was a very big part. And they managed to end up killing 55,000 people just from the plague alone. So they have gone through a lot. Their bodies were tossed over the island. They turn and they says there's body parts, ashes all over. If you just take a ordinary shovel and dig in, you're pulling up nothing but ash. That's how much ashes have been thrown on this island, and it's created so much vegetation from the ashes being eaten into the vegetation. That's another scary part about it. They turn and they said that. Unfortunately, you know, with the disposal of the bodies and everything that the doctoria was doing back then, he had to wear a mask that is shaped basically like a
It's like a cone. You would have the facial part here, which would wrap around with, obviously, linen. And the nose would form into a hooked cone.
Now, the reason why the nose would form into the hooked cone, Jessica could tell you, they would put herbs and everything to prevent the smell from the rogue bodies and the disease and and to protect them. They would be putting in, like, frankincense.
Lavender oil.
Exactly.
Myrrh.
Exactly. Just try to, one, prevent.
Rosemary. Like that.
As Jess could tell you, you would do it to prevent, and Peter, you would do it to prevent yourself from, one, catching the plague, and two, because of the fact that they were the strongest herbs and everything at that prince of time to keep.
Drown out the smell of
exactly,
rotten flesh.
Exactly. That's how bad it was. Unfortunately, that's how it was.
The oil, Dad can tell you, those oils at the time were used to purify the air. They were actually using, the thieves' oil to prevent themselves from getting sick.
And here's another part that was really gross. The doctor who was there that was supposed to be keeping an eye on him, unfortunately, he was butchering them and killing them.
Oh, when it became a sanitarium.
Exactly. And
yes, they had a nerve to make the haunted island into a sanitarium.
Yes.
At one point.
And the doctor had gone ahead and went basically mad and killed himself from it. But he's been known as now the butcher.
Yeah.
And so they turned and they said that according to everyone, the locals now call it. It is known as the biggest, darkest spot on Earth. I should say spots. There are several areas up there of spots of Earth. It's known as Hell, the Island of the Curse.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, when the Italian government restricts you from going there.
Yeah, you're told.
You're told don't go around there, don't fish around there. Pavelia.
Pavelia.
You're told.
The island is called Pavelia Island, Carol.
You're told not to go around there, not to fish around there, do not do anything near there. And if you're going there,
Here's the worst.
If you even think
here's
about
the
going
interesting.
There, you're anointed.
Here's Jessica. Also, there's an also thing. I was watching the thing in there when, once again, the ghost hunters were at Pavilion Island. They were given permission. They were the only Americans allowed to have permission to go to the island because of the fact that, one, they were documenting it for the history, and two, they were also exploring to find out if it was definitely haunted. They found more than what they needed. Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, to
Italian EVPs coming up telling him to get lost.
Well, it also didn't help that he had the nerve to actually wear one of the doctor's masks.
Yes, he provoked the doctor.
Doctori.
Yes, he did.
He did. He wore the Doctori mask and went ahead and yelled at Doctori.
And
kept yelling it.
Those masks, they look like beaks.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And in there, they'd have the essential oils and the herbs.
Yes. Yeah, everything. He literally did.
I think we brought the.
Oh, here's the thing. They actually had the tin thing that held the oils in and the herbs and stuff. And they brought the herbs and everything to burn the herbs in the boat, the gondola, that they were going towards the island on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you lost your bloody mind? You're provoking them, and you're only going to end up taking them home.
And there was this, I think we did this many moons ago on this show, where they, back in the days of the plague, on some streets, they actually burned sage.
Yes.
And dropped lavender oils around. Mm-hmm. And burned lavender leaves or whatever, and those parts of Italy nobody died from the plague.
Yes. And what they turned around and they said, because of the fact of the fear of the curse, they turned around and they said that a lot of people of the older generation do not wish to speak of it, do not wish to talk, have any discussion. You bring up Pavilia Island, that he got the answer, no.
Okay.
No talk.
No talk.
And away they went.
You got something, a couple of things.
Yes, I got...
So we're going to leave Italy and come back to the Commonwealth here.
Yes.
Back to where we go.
Yes, I have...
Watch and listen to this show and you'll find out about the world.
Yes.
All the creepy stuff in it, at least.
Yeah, pretty much.
Back to the Commonwealth we go.
Back to America.
There's one that I was... that I brought up last week, and it was... The Thaddeus Clap House on Wendell Ave. It's formerly a bed and breakfast, and before that, it was apartment. It was an apartment complex.
Interesting.
Where accounts of sensing a watchful and benevolent present have been trickling around there for a few decades. Prior owners of the small inn often said that this was the spirit of Mrs. Clapp, and sights and sounds of her presence have been seen, heard, and experienced by many guests, including several notable artists over the tenure of the house. So she has made her presence known a couple of times in the house.
Ah, nice.
There's also one that I found, also another story that I found a couple of days ago, and I didn't even know this was
possible.
A thing, apparently. We had a UFO sighting. A couple of decades ago in the Commonwealth.
Are you with those over in New York? And I ain't too surprised.
Yeah. Well, apparently they also like to be around Berkshire County, apparently.
Too close to New York.
Nah. On the night of September 1st in 1969 in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, over 250 people reported seeing a UFO. According to a witness, a witness's creepy story, a disc-shaped craft was seen performing acrobatic maneuvers in the sky above the Berkshires that night. Others say that they didn't see the craft, but they were supposedly taken aboard it. It is
Who are the Allens and why do they need spice?
Yeah, who are the Allens and why they out of spice? It's unclear exactly how long the phenomenon supposedly lasted, but many claim to witness the Berkshire County UFO described as losing time, unable to account for an hour or so during the incident. According to one of the well-known witnesses, Thomas Reed, he said everything was very, very calm. You couldn't hear anything going on. It was like being in the middle of a hurricane, and there was a slight change in the pressure, and it was just dead silence. And then after the hour of complete silence, all you heard was crickets and frogs, and it got extremely loud, and that was it. It went from super quiet to all of a sudden there was an explosion of sound.
Sound familiar?
UFOs over Berkshire County.
Yeah, did that sound familiar to you?
No.
Our little episode, it was quiet. Like I said, it was really, really quiet for us. And then all of a sudden, everything happened. The dog next door barked, which kind of was kind of odd because those suckers were always barking. And that was kind of weird. I mean, I couldn't understand the fact that the dogs would go ahead and bark if you went out there or with anywhere. And it was an open area where you could see the next part of the street. And that's what kind of got to me. Like I said, it was weird. We were able to go ahead and that's why he was like, what the heck? And, we couldn't understand it. It was weird. But, the visitors are coming down and saying, hey, guess what? I'm here to visit.
There's been a lot more UFO reports as of late.
Yeah.
From all over the country.
And the thing is Congress isn't even denying it anymore. They're like, yeah, they're UFOs. They actually came out and admitted it.
There's too much
in money. Open Congress.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is there's too much money involved in trying to cover up what we already know, folks. Come on, give me a break.
Because
yeah, but what got released from the Blue Book Project is what you're talking about. There's a lot of things that got redacted out of that report.
Well, when the guy that was selling the that was giving the the information secrets over Discord went ahead and said, yeah, they're UFOs. Yeah, here's the information. They didn't even go ahead and say, yeah, he's making up stuff at that point in time. They're like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Why do you think Area 51 is so protected?
Yeah, seriously.
Out there in Nevada.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a YouTube video. Some people went out to check out Area 51.
Interesting.
And you gotta find the video. I don't remember who it is exactly, but if you find the video, they're out there checking out Area 51. They see the I guess there's cameras pointed around, and they were gonna camp out there, and you see the black Jeeps coming up, the black SUVs.
Ooh,
and
yes.
There was a black helicopter that flew over.
Yep.
They got only just before the gate into Area 51. They tried to climb the hill, and there's a big camera up on the hill that overlooks Area 51. And they're still not letting anybody near that.
No.
I'm not mistaken. I think once again the boys decided to go do one of those things. I think there's an episode. I'll have to take a look at it. I mean, after all, there's 25 series.
We need to find out. 25
or 26 series.
Find out if there's anything from Salem.
Because
we're coming up to the Salem witch hunts.
There is.
And we need to do some stuff on Salem.
We have it.
In the upcoming week. So there's your homework.
Yeah, we have those. We have that capability.
That, and I believe they also went to Lizzie Borden.
Yes, they did.
Here's a little weird fact about that. You know, she does not like being called Lizzie.
No, she does not.
She prefers Elizabeth.
Well, we didn't get her parents' side of the story.
Actually, they were...
So what we should do is somewhere in October, go to Salem... Take some footage.
Well,
to play on this show.
Well, you know how Sissy is on
for
is
a Halloween always, show.
Yeah, 10 to 1. You know how your daughter is. She'll end up going. Okay.
Sissy Tabby would go ahead and jump on this in a New York minute.
I wonder, she's always been wanting to visit Salem. I wonder if I can get the staff in the back to lend us a camera and take it to Salem and shoot some footage.
Ten to one, the big man's probably would.
That'd be an upcoming thing. We'll keep you posted on that.
That'd be fun.
Okay, we got 6 minutes.
I have another.
Go ahead.
One item.
Fire it up. We got time.
Oh.
I kind of closed. Hold on a sec. Getting.
She lost it.
I got it.
She's got it.
Also, there's it's a little urban legend. It revolves around a cemetery called Spidergate's Cemetery. In Leicester.
Speaking of urban legends, if you get that down in time, I got an urban legend.
It's an old Quaker cemetery in Leicester, and it had the whole entire gate is actually a spider's web, hence why it's called Spidergate Cemetery.
Oh, that's creepy.
It has a reputation of being a gateway to hell. According to local legends, the cemetery's center was allegedly utilized for satanic rituals and worship. A mysterious white substance was said to be seen around the area of it, so like ectoplasm, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And the thing is it also holds a dark history for people that have actually died trying to get into the cemetery to do investigations on it.
Creepy.
Okay. I mean, it was just craziness. The point where the one investigator, when he went to go investigate, actually unaligned himself on the grounds. They found him the next morning.
So he offed himself.
Yeah, he.
Here's an urban legend.
That's kind of weird.
I have an actual urban legend that was debunked.
It
involves Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, that one,
A scene in Three Men and a Baby.
Yes.
I forget where. I think it's in the bedroom when they're putting the baby, when Ted Danson's putting the baby down. If you look behind the window, there's a silhouette of a child. That's the urban legend. And the urban legend goes that that child had killed himself in the actual house where they filmed the exteriors for the movie.
I know what you're talking
However, it was debunked.
Oh, it was.
That silhouette you see of the child is actually a cutout of Ted Danson in a suit, in a tuxedo. Because there's another shot of it where he's actually with the thing. It was supposed to be a side story that they never put into the film, and they needed to just move that out of the way for the shots. And that's what that ended up, because there's another shot in the film, I think, in the bedroom where Ted Danson's standing next to that cutout. But you're watching a VHF tape. I was reading on social media. People for years have been backing up their VHS tapes to find that.
Yes.
And everybody's debunked it. So, yeah, that was just a cutout of Ted Danson that they were going to use in a side story and never came true.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if we still have time for that.
Really quick.
Is an urban legend. Actually, it was found to be true. It was on the VHS tape of the Of the Rescuers, as the seagull is flying down, and if you slow down, this is on the original VHS, as it slowed down, you saw a picture of a naked woman in a window. That was actually something the production team went ahead and put in because they were mad at the studio. They had to recall those tapes.
Okay, last one because we got to go real
crazy.
Quick. Wizard of Oz, you see him coming down the yellow brick road. You see something hanging in the background.
Yes.
And the urban legend is that's one of the Munchkins that hung himself during the show.
Yeah.
They've never been able to prove it wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we got to go. We will see you next week. For Darlene, Jesse, myself, and Carol, Know Your Berkshires will be this Thursday. We'll be doing that, though, air next week.
Yay!
Elizabeth Freeman Center. So stick around for that. We are out of here. We will talk to you next week.
Peace out.